Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings and welcome to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. And this plasma, aka this day, we are discussing bring your visions and your dreams to life. Yes. So question. Do you ever envision or dream about what you want your life to look like? Because I know as a child, I was definitely a daydreamer and would always dream about what I wanted my life to look like. And the next question is, do you think dreams or visions actually come true? Do you think that they come true? And why do you dream? Why do you dream? Because everyone dreams, whether they think they do or they don't, they actually do dream. So let's talk about that. Do you dream or envision what you want your life to look like? And what do you dream about? Do you dream about maybe a house, a relationship, a car, family, more money? What do you dream about? What do you actually dream about or envision that you want for your life? And the next question is, do you think that dreams can come true? Well, yes, they can. And why do you dream? Because it's something that every human being has the ability to do, because dreams are a way that we actually, this is an opportunity for the way that we want to shape our lives. So, and I'm really focusing more so, let me be clear, about daydreams. It's actually about daydreams, not just how we dream at night. This is more so about what you vision for yourself. It's about a daydream. So yes, and I mean for years I would just, I myself would just, you know, there was a time where, you know, there was an apartment that I wanted to live in. It had a view, and, you know, we were living in this apartment across the street from, you know, this view that I wanted. And every morning I would wake up and I would look out the window and I would say, you know, I wonder what it would be like to live in that building overlooking, you know, the Hudson River. And then every morning, like just as soon as I would open up my eyes, because it was the window right there, and I would look out, and I would say, wow, what would it look like? And when it did come time to relocate, we were looking for an apartment, and, you know, it just said view of the Hudson River, and they said they wouldn't tell you. You know, you had to wait to meet with the real estate agent in order for them. And she's like, oh, it's really close to where you are right now. She's like, we don't have to drive. And then next thing you know, we are walking out of the building across the street to that building. Yes, what? And when they showed us these particular apartments, one was on one side overlooking the city. The other one that was available, which was a tad bit smaller, but it had that amazing view. And I was just so grateful about the fact that, I mean, there was definitely an intention there and a focus. And it absolutely unfolded into reality. So dreams and visions do come true. They absolutely can. And so if you're saying to yourself, but, you know, I dream and I vision all the time, and why is it that my dreams don't come true? Well, there are reasons for that, and we're actually going to explore upon that now. And because what you do want for your life, what you do envision and dream about your life can absolutely come true. It's about focus. You know, there are some main things that we have to understand in order for this to actually become a reality. And an aspect of that is definitely understanding that there has to be, you know, the ingredients are, there has to be, you have to, first of all, believe that this can come true, that there has to be a willingness to change, and also there has to be the ability to focus, because it takes focus. Like I said, waking up every morning, it was definitely about looking out that window and seeing that apartment and just envisioning what it would be like. And then here it is. It definitely came to life. It definitely came to life. Now, there are some things that I do have on my list of visions that, you know, definitely take more focus. So let's talk about that, you know, because the question is, once again, are you willing to change? Are you ready to evolve? See, many of us are in situations and we want more for our lives, but there's a but. You know, we want it, but we don't want to change. We want to stay exactly where we are. We want to hold on to these, the past per se. We're not ready to move forward. And in order for you to absolutely be ready to evolve at deeper levels of consciousness, we most definitely have to be ready to let go of the past. You know, in order for you to be able to create the life that you want for yourself, you're going to have to be willing to let go of the past. If not, if you stay in the past, you're just going to get more of it. And, this is what I actually do. I'm in the business of transformation. I help clients to get their health in order, you know, and getting your health in order is really about evolution. It's really about change. It's not just about not being unwell anymore, because the reason why we were in the position of being, quote unquote, unwell or in a state of dis-ease or illness, it's because of our unwillingness to change. And it all has to do with living in the past. This is why our life becomes a dis-ease reality. So we may envision what we want, but again, if we're not willing to change, and it takes serious change in order for you to evolve. And in most situations, we have a fear and we get stuck in a mode of thought. And we'll begin to make excuses as to why things won't work out. But you see, when you begin, the moment that you begin making the excuses, you've already cut yourself off from this vision coming to life. And with that being said, we're going to take a sponsor break and we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the JUU University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
And welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. And today's focus is about bringing your dreams, your visions, and your dreams to life. So before we went to the sponsor break, we were discussing about, the willingness to change and evolve. And this is one of the main reasons why our dreams don't come true, because we want certain things, but then if there's a lack of willingness to change, there's a lack of willingness to evolve. And most times that has to do with fear. And when I say fear, not just being afraid, but it really has to do with false evidence appearing real. That means that we get stuck in a belief, and with lack of information, we stay stuck in that. And this is why it is so important that we continue to educate ourselves, really educate. And I don't mean like college education, getting a degree. I mean really understanding your own existence, who you are, why you're here, you know, the purpose of your life, the purpose of your life. So, on this subject of the willingness to change, see, when you're ready to change and evolve and grow, the information that you need, you will absolutely magnetize into your life. The moment that we put our hands up, and many times the information's right there, and we already have a stop sign up. Like, you got the hand up saying, oh no, talk to the hand. Okay, I'm not really interested in what you're saying right now. And that right there, you're just not going to evolve. I go toe to toe, head to head sometimes with the clients in a way, let me be clear, when, they have to be challenged. If no one is challenging you, how do you evolve? And I've had clients say to me, oh, Dr. Pam, I just want to hold on to this until I get this from this. And then it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work. It can work. Okay. You may want to dictate the way that you think things should work out for you, okay? But you can't stay in a lack mentality and expect riches, okay? You can't stay in a scarcity mentality and expect prosperity. You can't. You cannot be in this whole dual mindset. So you can't say, oh, I just want it this way, and then when I get this over here, which is probably a thought that's based on lack. Like, I've had clients say, oh, I'm going to get my 401k, I'll be able to take this out at this date, and if I just stay here, I'll get it. And then, but you see, that is lack of trust, because you're going based on a belief system that you think is really going to aid you in manifesting what you want. See, manifestation has nothing to do with money. It has nothing. Money is energy, right? And many times, we are stuck in patterns of thought around lack. I got to get my bills paid. I got to get this paid. I got to get that paid. If I could just get this paid, everything will be okay. And even when you get it paid, if you have not changed the way that you think, then guess what? You're going to get more of the same. Coming back to that apartment, here it is. It was just so simple. It was literally, I wonder what it would be like to live in that building every morning. Just every morning I would just get up and I would just see myself in the building living there. I didn't even know what the apartments looked like, but I saw that view every morning, and it was literally just playing out in my mind enough to be able to magnetize that into becoming my reality. You see, so sometimes it all depends. I never told myself that I couldn't live there. I never said, oh, it was too expensive. I never said, oh, that will never happen. I just literally kept the whole picture, and I even created a reality for myself on what it would look like. So that was a vision. That was a dream, you see? And I never told myself, no, I can't have it. And that's the case for anything today. Now, there are some things that I am definitely envisioning for my life that require an even stronger focus. And what does that mean? It means more of a laser focus. And it's just focusing on what I want. So, but now let's go back to what we were saying about this ability to, are you ready to change? Because if you can't have lack and prosperity happening at the same time, it just can't. So you really have to look at, where are you in your consciousness? What are you really focusing on right now? Because if you are focusing on, I have to get these bills paid, you know, this is, if I just, as long as I get these paid, then I'll be able to focus over here. You see, no, because you'll only get more of that energy, because that's all that you focused on, was the lack, the worry, the doubt, the shame, the scarcity. You see, it really is about, what are you putting your mind on? Now, if you are dreaming big, right, you have a major vision and you're putting your mind on it, things will definitely begin to evolve for you. But again, you absolutely have to be willing to let go of the past. We have to be willing to let go of this reality that we can't have, or that it'll never happen, or, because that's definitely not a thought in my mind. I know today that anything that I want to create for my reality, I know I can have. I know that I can have it. It's just now a matter of creating it. Because, you know, if you ever choose to come hang out with us at the Jewel University, we have a group called the Universal Principles Support Group, and we study the laws of the universe, the universal principles. And there's one principle. It's called what you focus on expands. So listen to that principle. What you focus on expands. So what are you focusing on? Are you focusing on all of the lack and the scarcity and the doubt and the worry and the shame? And, you know, those are lower frequency emotions. Or are you focusing on you having a grand life? You see, and now you can focus on having a grand life. All right, well, now we got to take it up a step even further. So let's say you're focusing on a grand life, right? That's what you want for yourself. But let's say you're in a job, a J-O-B, a 9-to-5 that has nothing to do with your purpose, and we talk about this every week on the show. So before I expand on this next part, okay, about you know, working in a job and your vision, okay, if you're in a job, and you know that you have a purpose in this life, okay? And every human being on this planet, as part of their purpose for even being here, is to fulfill a divine purpose. And many of us put our, we think that we have the right to put our purpose on hold for money. For money, okay? Which makes you what? Really, it's like slavery and prostitution, if you really think about it. If right now, if your body's becoming distorted, you're experiencing discomfort, then great, because the reason why your body is even reacting to what's being said is because your body and your deeper state of consciousness absolutely knows that what is being said is true. We cannot sell our souls for money, and we do it all of the time. Constantly we do this. So we say, oh, you know, I'm gonna fulfill my purpose. I hear this all the time. Dr. Pierre, I'm gonna do it. But you know, I got three more years on this job. Okay, really? So you're willing to put your body in a stressful situation every day because your purpose, your divine purpose, is the program that your body has. See, your body is already programmed with your divine purpose. It already has the download. It has all the information. It knows exactly what to do. But you see, you have dominion over this body. You do. Your body listens to what you tell it to do. You see, and we were given the power of free will, right, to make decisions. See, that's the test right there. You were given free will. So you get the chance to make the right, to make the appropriate decisions. And that's because it's not about right or wrong, because that's a judgment. But are you making the appropriate decisions for your life? Because if we buy into a belief system of money, then your life becomes about money. That's not about purpose. And you are sacrificing your body, because remember, your body has the program of what you came here to do. It does. And when you say, oh, just 2-3 more years, so every day that you get up and you go into an environment where you continue to put your body through that, well, your body is suffering. That's the reality of it. And you're consciously doing that. So we're going to take another sponsor break, and then we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, so welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. And what we're discussing today is about bringing your vision and your dreams to life, because they can come to life. So we were talking about purpose for a minute, because it's definitely important that we understand what purpose is. So talking about putting your purpose on hold so you can get your, I don't know what you want to call it, your pension, your severance. I don't even know what it's called, because I worked in these environments for such a short period of time. I never had a pension. Okay. I never had any of that stuff. I never was never in those environments even remotely long enough to even know what that truly was. I know my parents had pensions, you know, but as far as myself, you know, and I knew other people that had pensions, you know, people who were now retired and they were experiencing pensions. And, you know, people that have pensions, you know, I know that that they've become dependent on it, and they're not living, they're still not living in their purpose. So let's talk about purpose, because this is about bringing your dreams and your visions to life. And your dreams and visions come alive in a frequency. It all has to happen in a frequency. So let's go back to this universal principle of what you focus on expands. So a moment ago, we were just saying, okay, you know what, I'm going to put my purpose on hold while I work out these next 3 years. Now, mind you, your body's breaking down, you're having these health issues, your relationships are falling apart, you know, something is being sacrificed somewhere for the purpose of money, right? So which is a frequency, because that's a frequency of lack. And your body is so amazing. It's brilliant. It talks to you all of the time. But you know what? You know, we're not listening. We're not. And we would rather put the body through these tortuous situations and just, you know, okay, this is how it is right now. My body can handle it. But mind you, the body is really suffering. We're putting it into a state of dis-ease. And the body is so amazing that when we're experiencing these health challenges, it's ultimately about understanding that it is time to wake up. It is time to evolve. It's time to grow. It's an opportunity. And health issues are one thing. They're an opportunity for you to change, because, again, your body is a brilliant tool. But like I said, your body listens to you. Even though, so let's just say you want to be a fashion designer, right? That's what you love, is making clothes, making fashion. But you decided you're going to go work on Wall Street as a broker, right? You're going to go work on Wall Street, hating this environment every day, but this is what you believe to do. And every day you are going into this environment, putting your body under stress. And then it's like, wow, you know, why do I have these migraine headaches all the time? You know, let me pop some pills here. Why do I have terrible digestion? Okay. Why am I being diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis? You know, how did I get cancer? Like, what happened? You know, some of these things, diabetes, you know, these things don't even run in my family. High blood pressure. What? Like, What? Yes, because we put the body into these positions. That is what happens. Is this starting to make sense to you now? When you are going against your divine purpose, you are literally putting your body under severe stress. That's what happens, right? That is what happens. So, and, you know, I've had clients, you know, they've given me the song and dance. Oh, but Dr. Perrin, oh, no. No, there is, it's between, that's between you and God, okay? And are you going to tell God that you don't trust God? I don't think so. And many of us say that, you know, we have faith, meaning that we have a belief in God, but the truth is we don't know how to trust. And in order for you to learn trust, you're going to have to step out on faith, okay? You're going to have to step out in this belief in what you call God, because God wants what you want. You understand? And the universe is a mutual support system. Again, what you focus on expands, right? And I always say you get what you get with wherever you are in that moment. You get what you get with who you are in that moment. So what am I really saying here? Where are your thoughts? What are you focusing on? Because when you really start to strip back your thoughts and you really start to look at what you're focusing on, that is what you get, what you focus on. And when you hear it say, and Dr. Jewel says this all the time, the universe wants what you want. And what does she mean by that? Okay. When you are focused on lack and scarcity and doubt, you are telling the universe that is what you want. Now, you may think about having more money, having a different home, having a loving relationship. You may think about that, but what you focus on expands. You see the difference? So where are you like, okay, I have to make my rent by December 1st. I got to get this bill paid. I got to get that bill paid. And we find ourselves going into a depression and not really unfolding and experiencing the things that we dream about, that we envision, because guess what? They can come true. They can, but it all depends on where is your energy. Because remember, what you focus on expands, right? What you focus on expands. Now, let's get back to purpose. See, you know, purpose is about so many different things. Number one, what is your personal mission here? And everyone has a personal mission here on this planet, and it is to shift humanity. It is to shift humanity for the better. So like I said, you know, if you want to be a fashion designer, why can't you be a fashion designer? Are you judging that? Oh, you know, they struggle. They don't make enough money. They don't do, you know, but why are there fashion designers that are at the top of the top of the top of the top? But you've told yourself that you can't be that. That's the lie that you told yourself. That's the truth. That's the untruth that you created for your reality. What if you want to be a dancer, a ballet dancer? You want to star in a play or a Broadway show. Why can't you do that? Who's to say that you can't do that if acting and singing is your heart and your soul? Now, I work with many clients, and we start to strip back the layers. Sometimes we pick things based on money. Well, this will give me a life of glamour and fame and this, that, and the other. But wait, are you singing because you love to sing, or are you doing this because you think that this is the road that you have to go down to have, quote unquote, a certain life? Because it really does not work that way. You know, there are many artists out there who work their butts off. Okay. And what do I mean by that? They absolutely focus on what they want. You see, it's not just one thing. That's why they're called artists, because it's about artistry. And they're always in their purpose, their dreaming, their vision, envisioning, and they're bringing it to life, you see? And there are many artists out there who absolutely hate what they do, right? Because they sold their souls to the devil. You know, I've had family members in some of these industries, and I remember some of the stories that they would share because they chose to sign a contract that just was so one-sided, right? That they could not take control of their reality, and they bought into this other untruth. And you know what? It just never unfolded in the way that it could have, in the way that it should have. So it is important that we stay true to our purpose and that we never sell our souls for what we think is the truth. We have to know what the truth is. And many times, you know, you could be on a job making $500,000 a year. So what? So what? If you're selling your soul for money, then you know what? You're selling your soul for money. Does it have to do with your purpose? Does it have to do with your divine purpose? Now, what is the difference between making a job that's $500,000 a year that has nothing to do with your purpose versus purpose? Because the job, even though you're making $500,000 a year, you're more than likely fulfilling somebody else's dream, and it's not yours. And the reason why you're doing it is because it's about the money and not about your purpose. And something in your life is going to be sacrificed and affected because of it. When you're in purpose, purpose is the main frequency of purpose is love. It's love. And we're not talking romantic love. We're talking about a frequency, a vibration, an energy. And it, love is what? Is love a repelling energy or is it a magnetic energy? Is it a repelling energy or is it a magnetic energy? You see, because when you are fully immersed in your purpose, it's a magnetic energy. So guess what? As you continue to envision and dream about what you want for your life, you are in a magnetic energy. And when you learn how to focus, this is how it begins to unfold. You see now, your purpose has a purpose, right? And again, it is a love frequency. And love is a magnetic energy because when you're in your purpose, you love what you do. You would wake up every morning and get up, get dressed, whether you work from home or you have to go out the house, and you aren't even thinking about money. You're not even concerned about money when you're in your purpose because you can't be distracted because you're so immersed in it and just great things are happening. And if you stay in it, only great things can continue to happen. Now, let's just say you're struggling and you're confused and you don't know what to do. And you're like, you know what, but I have all these thoughts, I have all these feelings, I'm confused, I want to be over here, I want to be over there. How do I begin to tap into and begin to focus? Well, yes, it is definitely something that we must learn how to do. Some people know how to do it. They know how to put their mind on something, boom, it comes right into reality. And it's something that we have to learn how to do. You know, it's interesting. I haven't watched this show in a long time, but it's Project Runway. It's about the whole fact, because I love fashion. That's something I definitely, and I've part of my unfolding while I was, you know, going through school, I would work retail, just always loved fashion. And so watching Fashion Runway with my family, and there was a designer on there who had, you know, she definitely had, as they would say, skills, but she was so distracted. Oh, wow. Like, you know, this is what happens when you work in the business of transformation. You can just look and you can see the distraction all over the place. And it just absolutely affected her vision. You see, it's not the fact that now I want to go back to being able to hone in on your purpose, right? So remember what I was saying before, you know, when we are living in lack and scarcity and doubt and all these emotions, these lower frequency emotions, when they're influencing our reality, they can become a complete distraction. It was just so clear that there was something else that was just going on in her reality that she just could not get focused, you see? And I said, boy, oh, boy, could she use a session right now? But anyway, it has to do with where are you in your focus, right? And if you are distracted, then sometimes we have to put ourselves in courses or teachings or learnings that are going to help us to do that. It's going to help us to identify, well, where are we distracted? What is the challenge that we are experiencing right now? Because sometimes we get caught up in what other people will think. That's a distraction. And I remember years ago, I had dyed my hair blonde. I went all blonde. And I was so concerned about just being judged and what the world would think. And, oh, my God, because I'm this practitioner. And, you know, and something at the same time said, you need to just let that go and have this experience. And let's just see what happens. And when I walked out of that salon, boy, it was like, I should have been on the red carpet that night. It was amazing. It was just such an amazing experience. And was it about the blonde hair, or was it just about letting go of fear and all this worry? And who cares what anybody else thinks? You're having an experience right now. And this is what we have to learn how to do. We have to learn how to let go of fear. And sometimes it's just allowing ourselves to have experiences. We can just step out of the box. You see, we just have to learn how to step out of the box. And even in some of my challenges, some of the courses that I've done throughout the years that aided me in being able to do that, sometimes this is how we have to learn how to let go of fear. And I wanted to have blonde hair. I did. I wanted to have that experience. But then what happens? Here comes this thing called the personality coming in and yak, 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 yak in my ear. And as soon as I regrouped and I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to have this experience. It's something I always wanted to do, and I'm going to do it, and I did it. And I had so much fun. I had such a great time with the experience. And then just over time, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm just finding I got to go to the salon a little bit more frequently than what I would like to. So I said, okay, I have the free will to now change it. And I did. You see? So you see what I'm saying? It's about, but ultimately, what was the point of that example? It's just about being willing to let go of fear, okay? It's about being willing to just let go of fear. So we're going to take another sponsor break, and then we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, so, all right, so we were just talking about letting go of fear. So going back to purpose, your purpose will never fire you. Your purpose will never kick you out like a job can. That's number one. And remember, it is a magnetic frequency, okay? It's a magnetic frequency, and you will definitely magnetize the things into your life because what you focus on expands. Now, if you are confused and you're like, well, how do I do that? I need to learn how to focus. How do I do that? And you do want to come out of this reality that you're in. You know, I know that there are some people out there that do want change and they don't know how, and they're willing to step up now and learn how to do it. Some people are like, oh, no, wait, not now, I need two more years, right? No, we don't do that, okay? The time is now. The time is now. So sometimes we need others to aid us in learning how to focus, learning how to hone in on purpose, learning to teach us how to look into our lives and what is it that you do need to change in your life, because you may not even be aware of it. You know, when I'm working with clients and we just start to pull back the layers, they're like, oh, you know, I didn't realize that this, and this over here was going on or that was going on. Right. So sometimes that's the benefit of working with a coach or, you know, someone who's in the business of transformation. Again, sometimes it's just about taking a course. And also, one of the great things about being with the Jewel University is that the Jewel University is a university of the 21st century. This Jewel University always 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, meaning online, there are courses that you can take that will aid you in helping you to evolve. That there are, like, again, the Jewel University is a university of the 21st century. That means that we work with, we don't hang out with regards to doing the basic third dimensional stuff. We really work with what has been provided for humanity in order for us to be able to evolve at higher levels of consciousness. And that also means moving into purpose. Okay. So right now we have coming up this Thursday, we actually have a 10-day, what we call Future Galactic Activation Portal coming up, and it begins at 6:30 in the morning. And this is where you are working in a frequency for 10 days. It's actually what we call a galactic activation portal. Galactic meaning cosmic order, not just planetary, but we're really, it's really an expansive frequency here. And these portals occur every 260 days. Every 260 days, this future portal is taking place. So do you want to wait for another 260 days for this galactic activation portal? And it's a sequence of days that are just dedicated for you to be able to be in a frequency about creating what it is that you want for your present future. Meaning now, and what you're creating, what you want to create for your life, that is a frequency. That means that you are now immersed in this for 10 days, boom, 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 of what you want to create. And it's going to be really powerful. You're going to get the opportunity to look at it, what your fears are. So here you get to look at what you need to release. You're also going to get the opportunity to really map out what you want to be able to create for your life and activate it. And what we're saying is that when you start to study outside of the basic stuff, and I don't care, we're not talking, this is the stuff that they don't even remotely teach in some of these, what they would consider Ivy League institutions. You know, Ivy League institutions are really about what? You graduate, and then you have 50 people or 100 people or more competing for the same job. If you're all graduating with the same degrees and this intention of this particular job, how many? That's not purpose. That's a job. You see what I'm saying? When you start to study the cosmic sciences, you're getting into purpose and you're getting into information and frequencies that are here for you to be able to evolve. This is what makes the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences so special. And it is absolutely a university of the 21st century. And as more people start to wake up in this, in a state of consciousness, this is what we're gravitating towards. This is where you're supposed to be. If you want to live in the reality of a pension or a paycheck, you're only going to get more of that. But you see, cosmic science, which is a higher frequency because it's ultimately about understanding what universal consciousness is, everything, when you start to study universal consciousness and cosmic science, it's about becoming one mind, aligning yourself with, quote unquote, the mind of God. But you see, it's understanding what that is. And the Jewel University is absolutely 100% committed to you understanding what that is. The Jewel University is committed to you being able, for you being able to unfold and let go of your past. It's time to let go. You know, look at your life now and say, okay, this is about to be my former life. I'm ready to grow. I'm ready to expand. I'm ready to evolve. I'm ready to live what it is that I'm envisioning for myself. And you know what? There's going to be more, because what you think you're creating for yourself right now, this is just really a limitation. But you see, when you start to understand what's really available to you and what your life should really be looking like, woo, it is awesome what is available to us. You know, I was just having the conversation the other day about, you know, paying a prophet or paying for someone to tell you about your life. Now, hold on. I want to be crystal clear on that there's no judgment on that, because I've done that in my own past. Okay, I want to be clear on that if you've done that. But you see, what you have to understand is when you start to clear away the doubt, the shame, and the lack, you are actually opening up areas of your brain, right, where you can now actually begin to access the truth about your life and the direction that you are supposed to be headed in, okay? And here it is, we think that we have to pay people in order for that to happen. But what is it that I'm supposed to be doing here? Now, and I want to be clear on something. It's not about someone sitting and having a vision, because I've done that. And you know what? Sometimes it's like hit or miss, right? You know, they're kind of guessing, so to speak. Now, everything in our life has meaning and significance, like the name that you were given. Your name, do you know that your name has a lot to do with your purpose? And your name can even tell you even information about your life if you knew how your letters, what information your letters even carry. So the name that your parents gave you, right, was not random. It was actually quite specific. Seriously, right? So even knowing how your name is actually a code. Yes, it's actually a code. And there are specialists out there. We even have a specialist with the Jewel University that knows how to break down your name based on it as a code, okay? Because every letter in your name actually carries a frequency and it carries information. Do you understand? Now, that's just to give you information. Again, understanding now moving into your purpose and what that looks like and unfolding into that, that's really going to be up to you. Are you ready to now leap into this information? So going back to the Jewel University with regards to this 10-day future galactic activation portal meditation coming up, it's 10 days, and it is such an awesome opportunity for you to now get the opportunity to take your vision. You want to live in a 7,000-square-foot house? You want to have three cars, two dogs, you know, whatever it is. Look at Tyler Perry. Nobody ever told, I mean, many people told him no, but he held on to his vision and he's just getting started. You understand? He's just getting started. He envisioned that he wanted to have a huge studio one day. Does he not have a huge studio right now? And that was all based on a vision and he never let it go. You see? And no matter what, he stayed in that frequency. Do you understand? Never let it go. And if you ever watch an interview with him, it's just truly a joy to watch, because you can see that every interview that he has, it is so consistent. The story never changes. And again, he's just getting started. And if that's what you want for your life, you want whatever it is that you want, you can have. It just takes focus. That's it. So if somebody was telling him, you know what, Tyler, you're going to fail, you're going to lose, you'll never become this, well, he was like, oh, really? Okay, so you're telling me I can only go right, so you know I'm going to go left, right? Oh, you're telling me I can't do this? Oh, no, I am going to do this. It was never a doubt in his mind that he couldn't do it, you see? And that's the place that we have to get to, is to release the doubt, the fear, the shame, and the lack. And this 10-day activation future galactic activation portal meditation that's coming up is definitely a great opportunity for you to align yourself with the frequency. Now you get to come in and really bring your vision to life. This is where now you get to put down, and you know what? It's your vision. No one has the right to tell you if it's wrong or right, because that's just a judgment. So take advantage of this opportunity. And you know what? We just slashed the price 50%. You know, we're doing the whole cyber thing right now. You know, yesterday was Cyber Monday. Well, guess what? Today is Cyber Tuesday, right? And then there'll be Cyber Wednesday. But we get started on Thursday morning at 6:30. And we are just so excited because we're taking part in this too. You know, I don't take these portals for granted. I know that when these frequencies are open, it's time. And it was put here for me. It was put here for you. It was put here for everyone. And I have to tell you, there are people all around the world that utilize this information. They do. And let me tell you something. If you don't think that people are doing this in politics, right, you have more leaders around the world that are under the, that are in the closet, okay, utilizing this information. I'm telling you, they're just not telling you that they're doing it. People have worked with numerologists. They've worked with definitely people. They've brought people in to be able to get their coordinates set up properly. I'm telling you, it's amazing. And, you know, here it is in the United States. We have a particular president right now, and there's a lot of judgment that's being tossed around with this president. But, you know, if you followed him for decades, this person talked about being president. Okay, but what happened? We judged. Oh, no, he'll never be president. Oh, no. Well, guess who's president? Yes, he is. And you can go back to, I was watching something on CNN, and I think it was Jay Leno. This is when he was first becoming, this was the Tonight Show way back when. And he said it. And how many years ago was he the host? And this was just when he was getting started with the Tonight Show, about Trump wanted to be president. You see what I'm saying? He had a focus. So regardless of what you think, if you're judging this person, you got to let that energy go right now, because all we're talking about is focus. When you put your mind on something, it's going to manifest, okay? And it manifests, and it can be the same for you. But we want to manifest in purpose. We want to manifest in love. We want to manifest in joy. We want to manifest in abundance. And that is what this 10-day galactic, future galactic activation portal is about. It is such a great opportunity for us to do that. And we're going, there's going to be just a wealth of information. And again, it's about you now activating this and bringing it to life. And in this portal, this future portal meditation, you're going to get to look at what your fears are, and it's time to let them go. This is going to be a whole frequency where you get to just now take these fears and dump them. Well, truthfully, what you're doing is, because energy can neither be created nor destroyed, it can only be transformed. And in this 10-day future galactic activation portal meditation, you're going to be able to take this fear-based energy and now transform it. How powerful is that? And whatever it is that you want for your life. Now, we are definitely not talking about trying to build credit here, trying to have a better credit score so you can get the house or the car or the thing that you want, because that is not what's going to get you the house or the car. What's going to get you the house or the car is what you focus on. Because if you're trying to dictate, see, that's the other problem that we have. Many of us have been taught how to manipulate. Oh, I'll just move this over here. I'll just put this over here. I'm just going to wait for this over here. You're always trying to manipulate stuff. You can't do that. It is just about learning how to focus on what you want, because many people get what they want and they never spend a penny for it. I know people who travel all over the world. They didn't have to pull out a dime because they said they wanted to travel. So you know what? They would magnetize different organizations into their lives that would allow them to do what they love. You see what I'm saying? But you see, when we only think that we can do it through one channel, which is money, well, then that's a limitation. And the universe is abundant. There's no way that that's the only way that you can create and manifest what you want. It's not true. You just have to learn how to put your mind on it. And this is where you get to even release these limited beliefs that money is the only way. Because you see, you being able to create the reality that you want, you have to be able to move to other areas of your brain in order for you to do that. And by you coming into this 10-day galactic, future galactic activation portal meditation, you are now starting to release the tomb into being, letting go and transforming the energies that no longer serve you and creating your vision, your dreams. It is time that we begin to feed them, nurture them, and bring them to life. You see, it will have a frequency now. It will have a vibration that's resonating definitely in a higher frequency because you're doing it through this 10-day galactic, future galactic activation portal meditation. And again, this only comes around 260 days. Why wait 260 days? We don't want to have to do that. So check us out. Go to Jewish. Go to JUIS.education and check us out. Okay, you can get registered there. It's going to be worth your time and your energy, and it's time to focus. It's an investment in your life, right? If it's an investment. And now, if you're saying, oh, but the money, so you have to look at it like this. Is it a liability? Where it's, what happens with liabilities? Liabilities only lead you to more liabilities. Or is it an asset? Is this something that you are investing in? Because liabilities lose their value. You see, an asset is something where the value continues to expand. So will this meditation be a liability or an asset for you? That's how we have to look at things. That's one of the best ways that we can make choices. Will this be a liability or will it be an asset? And we have so many other things going on here at the Jewel University. Of course, we have the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Program. And we actually have a 7-day try it for yourself balancing program, where if you want to learn more and actually try the balancing program for 7 days, that's going to be an opportunity for you, because here now you're starting to understand and learn about this program and why it would work for your life. And then naturally, we just have the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Program that's always available to you. That's an entry course into the Jewel University. We still have the replays of Create a Life of Sovereignty. Well, this is how you get exposed to the truth of what is happening in this existence. And this is how you begin to create a life of sovereignty. We have the Create Your Day replays, right, where you're learning how to create your day. Learning how to create your day is absolutely learning how to create your reality. We have the Path Galactic Activation Portal Meditation. Now, yes, those 10 days have passed, but I have to tell you, the information in that meditation, it is always present. We're still offering meditations from last year because the information is always present, right? Then you also have the Jewish Overview. That comes every other Tuesday. So we just had one last Tuesday, so we don't have one this Tuesday, but we will definitely have one next Tuesday. So come hang out with us next Tuesday so you can learn about the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences. But right now, go to JUIS.education and get enrolled in this 10th Future Galactic Activation Portal Meditation. And the meditation is committed to bringing your vision to life. And again, we're honoring this whole Cyber Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The prices has been transformed. Okay, we'll say, you know, they use the word slash, but we're not slashing anything. We are transforming it. Okay, so we definitely wanted to create this for you so we can make this inviting. Take it. Do not miss out on this opportunity. Take advantage of it. It's really here for you to grow and evolve, and it's going to be so expansive. By the time you're done, you will have activated your vision, your dreams, and they will be coming into life. You see, and not just that, but when you walk away, when you're finished, and it's not that you're walking away, but when you complete this 10-day Future Galactic Activation Portal Meditation, you're really activating your life, okay? So this is such a great opportunity for you to change and evolve. And one other thing is that this program, the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour, in the new year, we will be moving to Thursdays. Originally, we had talked about it being this Thursday, but no, that's not the case. We're going to wait until the new year. We really want to just line things up for you just so magnetically. We have great shows that will be coming in this slot on Tuesdays, because we always want to make sure that you have nourishment. So it's just that, it's not that we're just letting go of this time. No, see, what happens is, as you continue to evolve and grow, sometimes you just have to make shifts, right? And that's what this is about. It's about shifting on a higher level of consciousness. So we're bringing in more information for you on Tuesdays. But the Psycho Neuroimmunology comes December 2nd, 2020. We'll be moving to Thursdays at 5 o'clock. Okay, so remember, go to www.juis.education. Get enrolled for the 10-day Future Galactic Activation Portal Meditation. And check us out.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us.
You've been listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Pierman here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.